Chapter 11. Verse 2. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Verse 3. Give us each day our daily bread. Verse 4. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Verse 5. Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Verse 6. Because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Verse 7. Then the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. Verse 8. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Verse 10. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Verse 11. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Verse 12. Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Verse 17. Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. Verse 18. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Verse 19. Now if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. Verse 20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. Verse 22. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. Verse 23. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me, scatters. Verse 24. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. Verse 25. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Verse 26. Then it goes and takes 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. Verse 28. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Verse 29. This is a wicked generation. It asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Verse 30. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. Verse 31. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here. Verse 32. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here. Verse 33. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead he puts it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Verse 34. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. Verse 35. See to it, then, that the light within you is not darkness. Verse 36. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted, as when the light of a lamp shines on you. Verse 39. Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. Verse 40. You foolish people! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? Verse 41. But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Verse 42. Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Verse 43. Woe to you Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Verse 44. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you are like unmarked graves, which men walk over without knowing it. Verse 46. And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Verse 47. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your forefathers who killed them. Verse 48. So you testify that you approve of what your forefathers did. They killed the prophets, and you build their tombs. Verse 49. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and others they will persecute. Verse 50. Therefore this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world. Verse 51. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. Verse 52. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering.